Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. Cuban families have been living for more than 60 years under the negative effects of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by successive governments of the United States. The shortcomings and damage caused by this policy have limited the development of Cuban lives and the fulfillment of their human rights. The international community almost unanimously has supported Cuba's resolution submitted to the United Nations General Assembly since 1991, necessity to end the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States of America against Cuba. Both Cubans and foreigners recognize the damage that this policy has caused in all spheres of the country. Between August 2021 and February 2022, Cuba lost $15 million a day, $454 million a month, and finally $3.806 billion in 7 months, a record amount for such a short period. The blockade defines the nature of Washington's policy on Cuba and was strengthened to unprecedented levels under the government of President Donald Trump and is maintained by the incumbent U.S. president, who has failed to fulfill his electoral campaign promises. On November 2 and 3, the U.N. General Assembly will debate for the 30th time the Cuban resolution against the blockade, and once again, Cuba will show that it has the right to live in peace, and it will be beneficial for the United States and the world. The Cuban Solidarity Movement in St. Vincent and the Grenadines delivered a donation of $10,000 to restore the damage caused by Hurricane Ian in Cuba. It was learned on Sunday. Cuban Ambassador in Kingston, Jose Leyva, received a check from Coordinator Bernard Hamilton before members of that organization, the Juan Almeida Association of Cuban Residents, and government officials. On October 13, St. Vincent's Prime Minister Ralph Gonsalves sent $50,000 for a similar purpose, gestures that the Cuban diplomat thanked on the spot and described as signs of brotherhood and solidarity. Participants ratified their commitment to Cuba, condemned the blockade imposed by the United States, and the destabilizing attempts against Cuba. Gonsalves described relations with Cuba as a model during a political culture event in May to commemorate 30 years of bilateral diplomatic ties in Havana. The Municipal Council of Carirubana in the state of Falcón in western Venezuela agreed to express solidarity to the Cuban people and condemn the United States economic blockade against the Caribbean island, according to reports from Caracas on Sunday. At the ordinary session held last Tuesday, October 18, the legislative body rejected the hostile and inhumane attitude adopted by the government of the United States to continue its merciless and criminal economic, commercial, and financial blockade against Cuba. It also objected to the enforcement of unconventional, improper, and unacceptable measures against the economy of the Cuban people. According to the text, the blockade expresses the historic inability of U.S. administrations to accept Cuba as an independent, respected nation recognized by all countries worldwide, according to international law, to exercise its sovereignty and free self-determination. The legislature agreed to join all efforts made by social movements, popular and political organizations, and Cuba solidarity groups, so the urgent need for lifting the blockade and the unilateral sanctions is once again raised in a single voice at the United Nations. Although at an institutional level there are fluid links between the Canary Islands and Cuba, friendship groups are promoting relations between the two archipelagos in parallel. An idea on which the president of the Cuban Canary Friendship Association, Jose Martí Elvira Hernandez, who recalled the historical and cultural ties of Cuba with the Spanish autonomous community, looked into with Prensa Latina. The native land of Doña Leonor Pérez and also of Antonio Pérez Monzón, mother and grandfather of the apostle of Cuban independence, José Martí, it is also the area of origin of Fidel Castro's mother, Hernandez said. She reflected on these and other common points between Cuba and one of the largest tourist emporiums in Spain, with numerous historical, cultural, and political aspects. Hernandez noted that from the integration in the Canary Cuban Solidarity Network, with presence in different islands, a work of denunciation against the blockade of the United States is advanced, and also effectively with the sending of donations of containers with medical material. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.